Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to be talking about the power of relationships, how to build them, how to strengthen them, and how to have them over time. There's power in relationships, and when I start to understand the power of connecting with other people, speaking to other people, and really seeing them for who they are, it changed my life completely, because now I see the value in people rather than just seeing the value within myself. So in this video, we're going to talk about the power of relationships and how you can start building relationships for yourself so you can build people around you that will help you get to the next phase. So let me go ahead and go live on all the other places. And if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode, or welcome to an episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast, where we talk about turning failures into success, or turning failures into knowledge from gained experience, from gained failures, from gained moments that we have experienced, and turning that failure or the moments that we have failed at into success. You can only succeed if you're willing to fail. And we empower and inspire every podcaster in the world. So let me go ahead and get ready. This video is going to be incredible. This podcast is going to be phenomenal. And it's going to be something that's going to really help you get to the next phase. So let me go ahead and write it on the board. Let me go ahead and write it on the board. And we're going to say the power of, I kind of like the diagrams that I've been doing lately. Hold on. The power of relationships. So I'm going to go ahead and write that right now. The power of relationships. Of relationships. There we go. Circle that joker right there. Show to the camera. Show to the camera. The power of relationships. Okay, we got everything set up. Oh, hold on. Hold on. This is real life experience. Listen, the power of relationships. If you're just not tuning in, we're talking about the power of relationships and how you can start building within yourself. So growing up in Little Rock, Arkansas, my mama, who was a single mother, raised three boys by herself. She often met a lot of people, and everyone that she met, everyone remembered her because she either like cook for them, she'd be there for them, like she'd find a way to make the other person feel seen, feel special, and feel heard. I never understood why every time we went to a different location or a different store, or a different place, everybody that was in the store, okay, not everybody, but majority of people that was in the store, they knew who my mama was. And it was so confusing to me. I'm like, I'm a kid, like me and my twin brother, my older brother, we in the store just walking around, like, how do people know our mama? Like, why does everybody know our mama? And it, I was young, so I couldn't fully understand how she knew everybody, why everybody knew her. And as I got older over time, I really started to see how she built relationships, how she seen other people, how she encouraged other people, and how other people encouraged her. And so it taught me more about just being a person overall, because when you start to see someone, you start to help them and really help them see themselves as well. And so when as I got older, I started to really understand that my mama was someone that valued people, that respected people, that wanted to connect with people. She found a way to build a relationship with strangers. She found a relationship. She found a way to build a relationship with people that she did not know. She found a way to build relationships with people that she did know. It was so amazing. I was so amazed from it, because she understood the power of relationships. She understood that when you care for other people will care for you. You can't care only for yourself and try to make a difference in the world. Rather, you can care for other people, and when other people feel that you care for them, they start to see that they are valued. They start to feel that someone sees them. They start to recognize that they are someone special. So the power of relationship, it was instilled in me. My mama, she put that in me and my two brothers, me and my twin brother, my older brother. She put that in our mind that if you treat people right, you will be treated right back in return. And when you treat people right, they want to help you. When you treat other people right, there's no hatred, there's no envy towards it, because you want to see this person win. And so subconsciously, I was doing that. I didn't recognize why I was doing that. The power of relationships go well beyond your family, go well beyond your friends, go well beyond strangers. It go to places where people don't even know who you are. But when you start to see them, you're building the relationship. The power of relationship is the power of seeing people. The power of relationship is the power of hearing people. The power of relationship is the power of valuing people. I said, oh, this whole time, hold on, I got to come in. What do you do? Man, I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast. I am Terry G. He said, what do you do? So I help entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they can get their message out to the world. So, great question. I just put it on the screen. Hello. Did I put it on the screen? Yeah, there we go. What do you do? Great question, Terry. I am Terry. And so if you're interested in launching your podcast, shoot me a DM and then we can get you started to the next step where you can start sharing your story, getting comfortable on camera and speaking to the right audience. Shoot me a DM, Terry, and then I'll look forward to speaking with you soon. And so the power of relationships is more than just like, I want a relationship. It's more than just what I thought it was. You see, the first point I want to hit on is that the power of relationships is that you have to see people. You have to see people. I like this little diagram that I've been doing lately. Not diagram, but this little what you call. You have, oh, that's ugly. Have to see people. You have to see people. All right, I'm going to put it right here. All right. You have to see people. For those of you that's listening to the podcast, I'm showing what I'm speaking about right now. And we're talking about the power of relationships. And I am Terry G. Just responded. He just said, what do I do? And I just told him that we help entrepreneurs launch their podcast so they start sharing their message with the world. The fact that Terry name is like a part of my name just without the L, I recognize that there's value in your name. There's value in within Terry, because I'm connected to Terry. It's so incredible how connected we are with people that we do not know. My mama understood the power of relationships because she had a connection with people that she did not know. If you walk into the store, they say, hey, Miss Tasha. Her name was Tasha. She said, hey, Miss Tasha. She said, hey, baby, how you doing? One thing that my mama would always do was she would remember the face, but she would forget the name. The name is the most important thing, but the people would never forget how she made them feel. And so I'm like, wow, that is incredible. That is inspiring. That is something different. The power of relationships is that you have to see people. You have to hear people. You have to connect with people. And you have to speak to people. People is what is all around us. I remember this one time when I was in traffic As I'm in traffic, the light had just turned green. Like I'm at the stoplight, and it had it was red for a long period of time, and it just turned green. And once it turned green, the people behind me start blowing like, go. I'm like, it just turned green. But the people are around us. It doesn't matter what you are going. It doesn't matter what you are experiencing. It doesn't matter what you have been through. There's people around you. And many times in life, you just have to hear that horn so you can go. You have to hear that horn so you can be connected. You have to hear that horn to recognize that you're not alone. The power of relationships is saying you is bigger than you, it's more than you. But you can't do nothing if you don't understand what it takes to build a relationship. You see, when you see people, you start to see their name. When you recognize people, you start to hear them. When you understand people, you're valuing what they have to say. Excuse me. And the reason why that's so important is because the power of relationships come from the introduction. Every time I go to the store, every time I go to the library, every time I go to a different location, I'm looking at the name tag because I want to pronounce the person's name correctly. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not always successful in pronouncing the name correctly, but I'm giving effort in discovering what their name actually is. Like, for instance, when I go to Walmart, they have a name tag. And they say, I am, or I don't think they say I am, but they say Walmart, then they say the name. Okay, what is your name? When I was working at Walmart, my name tag was on my name. My name was on my name tag. And every time I came in contact with customers, my name tag was on my badge. I didn't understand the importance of your name until I start seeing other people's names on their badges. And so when I was working at Walmart, it wasn't a big deal to me. Because I'm like, yeah, that's my name. Yes, what I go by. That's what my mom, you know, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself. That's the name that she gave me. But that's the name I'm going to go by. That's the name I want to see. Until I started reading this book, it was How to Win Friends and Influence People. They say that the most important thing that people like to hear are their names. I said, there's no way. And so as I got older, my mom knew the power of relationships. People care about other people that want to see them win. My mom, she was something special because she understood the power of relationships. How to Win Friends and Influence People says if you see someone's name, if you connect with them as a person, if you understand them, you're already winning because now the other person feels valued. Now the other person feels seen. Now the other person feels heard. Many times in life, when we don't understand the power of relationships, we feel alone. I felt alone before I even read the book, or before I even understood what my mom was doing, or before I even got educated to the power of seeing people. It comes from you understanding that the power of relationships starts from seeing eye to eye. Start from seeing someone walk. Start from seeing someone communicate. Start from hearing someone speak. In the Marine Corps, they say every time you get within 6 feet in front of someone and you're walking. Hello. I want to draw this illustration. Hello. For those of you that's listening to the podcast, I'm drawing the illustration of 6 feet, right? So we got one, and then we got one, boom, boom. 3, 6, and we got another one. Every time you get 6 feet from someone, you give them the proper greeting of the day. In the Marine Corps, they emphasize it. They trained it. They taught us. Hello. They taught us. I got too excited. My light turned. In the Marine Corps, they taught us. Every time you get 6 feet from someone, you speak to them. Every time you get 12 feet from someone, you see them. Every time you get 18 feet from someone, you recognize them. Maybe their calculation was kind of off. But you get the point. As you're walking, you have to be open to looking at people because there's power in building relationships. As you get closer to the person, as this gap closes and you learn and you're walking by someone, you have to get a proper greeting of the day. It was confusing to me because I was in boot camp. I'm like 6 feet away. What? 6 feet? It's kind of like during COVID, you have to stand 6 feet away. Because you have to think about it. When you get close enough to see someone, you're recognizing that this is actually a person. You can see this person. You can hear this person. You can recognize this person. Just like COVID was 6 feet, in life you have to be 6 feet before you speak to someone. In the military training, you have to be 6 feet before you give someone a proper greeting of the day. What the proper greeting of the day consists of is good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time of the day it was, you had to speak to this person. It didn't matter the rank. It didn't matter how high they were. It didn't matter how long they've been in the service. It didn't matter anything. When you see someone, you have to speak to them. And during that time, it was confusing me because I'm in boot camp, I'm in training, I'm like trying to get through it, I'm trying to get to the next day, trying to get to the next meal. I'm not necessarily thinking about no proper greeting of the day. I'm thinking about some meals. I'm thinking about going to bed. I'm thinking about just getting through the motion. And after the training, that's when it hit me. That's when I start to understand there's power in recognizing people. There's power in seeing people. There's power in also giving the proper greeting of the day. Not because of what I've learned, but because of what I've experienced. There's a difference because as you're getting closer to someone, you don't recognize who they are. I'm sorry. As you're getting closer to someone, you can recognize who they are. The power of relationship is forcing yourself to see this person. You have to see people in order to build a relationship. You have to recognize people in order to say good morning or to greet them accordingly. Because if you don't see them, how do you start to build a relationship? If you don't recognize them, how do you know that this person will be someone that you can connect with? How would you know that if you're not speaking to them? How would you recognize it if you don't see them? How would you understand the power of relationships if you never learn how to build a relationship for yourself? And when I was younger, I'm thinking the word relationships only consisted of dating, like having a spouse or a husband or wife, whatever the case is. I'm thinking that's the only type of relationship you have. But as I got older, I start to learn, no. Just because you're dating someone, yes, that's one relationship. Okay, just because you have family, you grew up with other people, that's another relationship. Just because you have cousins that you're familiar with, that's another relationship. Just because you have childhood friends that you've been knowing your whole entire life, that's another relationship. So you see, you got four different types of relationship already. And until you recognize the power of relationships, you have to work on every single last one of them. Until I start working on majority of the relationships that I have, because it does take a lot, and that's absolutely okay. I'm learning the amount of time that it takes to build the relationship also take even longer to keep the relationship. So I'm learning to understand the power of a relationship is always seeing this person. It's continuously supporting this person. It's recognizing that they are doing something outside of the box. Even if they are inside of the box, it doesn't matter because we have to understand the power of relationships. I had to understand the power of relationships because it taught me that I have to see not just people that surround me, not just my mama who was a single mother raising three boys by herself, not just my twin brother, my older brother, not just my cousins, not just my childhood friends, not just the people that I played football with, not just people that I went to the military with. See, I have to see everybody that I come encounter with at the gas station, at Walmart, at college, at universities, at different locations. Because the power of relationship starts from seeing this individual. The power of relationship comes from you understanding that this person is here. And when you start to see them, you're strengthening the power of your relationship. You see, when you see people, hello. When you learn to see people, there we go. Put that in the camera right quick. When you learn to see people, you're learning to build a relationship with them. The power of relationships take effort. The power of relationship takes action. The power of relationship takes awareness. Because you have to be aware of the person that you're speaking to. Hold on. I gotta get you some water right quick. You see, if it was easy to build the relationship, check me out. Hold on. If it was easy to build the relationship, everyone would have a strong relationship. But since it's challenging, since it's hard, since it's difficult, and it takes some work, my relationships wasn't the best because I wasn't necessarily paying attention to them. Now, I'm working on a documentary, and it's called, I ain't gonna say the name just yet, but let me know in the comments if you like me to share details about the documentary and everything that's going to go from that. And so as I'm recording documentary, I go back to my hometown, Little Rock, Arkansas, and I wanted to go to different locations to get like different footages, different videos, different pictures and so on and so forth. And so as I'm doing this documentary, I learned and I recognized that Little Rock, Arkansas is just one place. Because when I went to the Marine Corps, there was other people that came from a small city that ain't never heard of Little Rock, Arkansas. And I'm like, how y'all ain't hear about Little Rock, Arkansas? Like, it's literally on the map. It's in Arkansas. And so during the time as I'm recording documentary and I'm going to different locations, my childhood places, the childhood neighborhood, just seeing it. First off, the places that I went to, the places that I used to stay at, didn't look the same. Majority of them did not look the same. Some of them was abandoned, some of them was closed off, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, why is everything so closed off? You see, during that time as we was growing up, the people that we was building a relationship with was the neighbors that was around us. Well, it was when I remember her name was Miss Marilyn. Miss Marilyn was around us. She was our next door neighbor. And as we was next door to our neighbor, we start to build a relationship with them. Now, throughout the years, we start to see our neighbors just walk the street, do whatever the case is, right? But the power of relationships starts at home. If we can strengthen our internal relationship with my mama who raised three boys by herself, my twin brother, my oldest brother, if we can build a relationship here, then when we get outside this house, then everything else should fall in place. Because a power relationship takes effort. And when you understand the effort that you're putting into building a relationship, people start to say, I appreciate you. I thank you. I am grateful that you see me. But you can only see someone when you understand that it takes time to recognize them. You see, when you get closer, you speak. When you see them, you wave. When you hear someone, you listen. I had to learn how to listen. I know you're not supposed to be saying. I had to understand how to learn. There we go. And the power of learning taught me the power of relationships, because over time, I'm able to build these relationships. So point number one is that you have to see people. That's the most important thing there is that when you see people, you start to understand people even more. Because when you see people, you learn them. And that's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to learn people. First point, you have to see people. Next point, learn people. Excuse me. Learn people. There we go. And I'm gonna show the camera. There we go. Hello. There we go. Learn people for the second point. And the reason why that's so important, the reason why learning people is so important, is because everyone is different. Everyone is different. We might have similar traits. For instance, the gentleman is on live. Oh my God, what just happened? Twitch stopped because of an error. Dang, my Twitch just stopped for some reason. Let me see where I'm live. Hold on. Let me see. I think I'm good. I think I'm still good. Okay. Technical difficulties. My apologies. I'm gonna get back to it. And so, what was I say? Terry. I am Terry G. The fact that he's on the live, his name is Terry, and my name is Terrell, just add the L at the end of Terry. Now you get Terrell. I know, kind of different. I was named after my papa, and my papa's name is Terry. I literally just thought about that because I just said it. And so as I'm looking at it, we are alike in so many different ways. Hold on, I'm sorry. We're similar in so many different ways, yet we are more different than anything. Why? Because similar things bring us together. And if I don't learn who Terry is, if I don't learn who this person is, if I don't learn the other person that's on the other side of this camera, I can't get better, because we have to understand that we grow when we learn more about the next person. My papa, his name was Terry, and people asked him, like, where did you get your name Terry from? I said, I don't know. Let me ask my mama. So one day I asked my mama, I said, Mom, where you get the name Terrell from? Because, like, my name ain't spelled like any other Terrell. And she was like, son, I got it from your papa name. Then I thought about it. I was like, Terry? But how you get Terrell from Terry? Like, you literally just add an L. And then he was like, I'm going to pronounce it Terrell. Like, it doesn't, okay. But it hit me. And it hit me because it made me understand that I was learning about myself. I was learning about my name because I start to see myself. I can't learn other people until I learn myself. And when I start to learn myself, it became clear to me that I need to learn other people, because everyone is different. We are similar in many ways, yet we are different in so many different ways. And so when they told me during that time and said, even though you can have a similar name, or even though you can stay in a similar state, or even though you can stay be raised in a similar place, still means that you are different. Still means that you have that the other person has to be studied. Still means that you can learn this person. Learning the person, learning the other person will help you build your relationship. Because a power relationship comes from intentionally learning one another, or intentionally learning the other person, or intentionally just learning overall. In my high school, what is it called? High school yearbook. I think it was called my high school yearbook. In one of the pictures, I literally said, because I think I was in a psychology class. I said, psychology is difficult to understand, but over time, I think I will be able to learn it, or something like that. The fact that it was about psychology, learning people's psychology, I'm like, that's crazy. The fact that it's a quote in my high school yearbook, which was in 2017. Oh, wait, 2016, 2017. The fact that it was there, the fact I said that quote, shows that you have to always learn people. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter how you go about doing it. There's going to be people there that needs to be studied. There's going to be people there that needs to be learned. There's going to be people there that can strengthen your relationship. Because the power of a relationship comes from taking time to learn this other person. One thing that I've learned about books and information and videos and interviews and podcasts is that as they're sharing their story, They're expressing themselves, but you're able to learn more about who this person is based off the stories that they share, the moments that they experience, and the lessons that have came from what they have went through. And as I'm reading some books and some videos and watching some different podcasts, I said, how me and this stranger got so many similarities? How many this stranger was raised in a small town? See, Little Rock, Arkansas is a small town. If you never visit, I definitely recommend to visit Little Rock, Arkansas. And go visit Little Rock Central High School. And go visit downtown Little Rock. And go visit the airport. Because what really makes a difference is that that I'm using the airport as an example. Little Rock, Arkansas Airport is completely smaller than a different airport. We went to Dallas Airport. Completely different. Completely different. And I say it's different because you have to be willing to, one, find your gate when you get to airport, whenever you go to airport, whatever airport you go to, you have to find your gate. And depending on the type of airport you go to, will determine the amount of mazes that you have to go through. I use the word maze because it's really a puzzle that you have to go through. You really have to go through the puzzle to figure out where your airport gate is at. In Little Arkansas, we went through the security line, and once we went through the security line, maybe 20 steps, we was already at our gate. Whereas when we went to Dallas Airport, and we was getting on our next flight, we had to get on a train, we had to go down an escalator, we had to go up an escalator, we had to walk a long way. Then once we finally found our location, we sat down, they said, you know what? Your terminal has just changed. Your plane place has just changed. And now you have to go back on the elevator, go on the train, walk a little further, and then get to your location. To the next plane stop. You see, when you learn people, you learn that things change. Just because you're traveling doesn't mean you're going to travel the same. Just because you're driving doesn't mean you're going to drive the same. Just because you speak a certain language doesn't mean you're going to speak the same language as everyone. And it was so confusing to me. Ayla, I am Terry. He say LAX is a maze for sure. Hey, bro, I started laughing for sure because I know what you are talking about. I know what you are talking about because it's so huge. If you go to Little Rock, Arkansas, it's so small. But if you're traveling all over the place, you still have to get to a gate. Just like learning people, the point number two, when you learn people, understand the power of relationships, you have to recognize that you have to learn people differently. You have to learn each other. You have to learn more about the next person. Because what happens many times in life is that we get comfortable with the person that's around us, not understanding that they're growing, that they're evolving, that they're changing. The power of relationship is recognizing how they're growing, evolving, and changing. And this will not only help us strengthen our relationship, but it will help us focus on the power of our relationship. Because as the next person is growing, evolving, and changing, we are growing, evolving, and changing in so many different ways. And until you start to learn people, you recognize that there's power in growth. You recognize there's power in understanding the person. The power of relationship comes from intentionally looking at this person and studying this person and learning this person. I got books back here. Most recent book that I read, which was today. I read it from cover to cover. It wasn't that big. It was called Galaxy Girl, and it was written by a mother and a daughter duo. And in this book, they just showed the power of belief and like different trials and tribulations that young teenage girls go through. And reading the book, I'm like, I would have never thought that. Like, I would never, like, I wouldn't picture that they had any issues. But reading the book really taught me that there's a different perspective that you have to learn. When someone put their story or put their lesson inside of a book, it's kind of like a cheat code to the test. It's kind of like, okay, for instance, I wrote a book and it was called Master Your Mind, 10 Tips to Shift Your Mindset. And if you read this book, you will start to learn more about me, Little Rock, Arkansas, my mom who raised three boys by herself, and how I play football and the lessons that I went through while growing up. The cheat code was inside of the book because it was lessons that I was able to write in the book. And then when I started to read someone their story, the book called The Galaxy Girl, I'm reading this story. I'm just hearing that it's a story. It's someone experience. It's someone lessons. It's someone moments that they went through. And it taught me the power of relationships is understanding what the person has been through. And you can only understand what the person has been through based off studying, researching, listening to the person, listening to the books, speaking to them. Many times in life, you just don't have that chance to speak to the person who has written, produced, made anything. Like, one day, I was going to say I wanted to meet Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but I ain't going to say what day I wanted to, because when I got older, he was already passed away. But I remember in elementary school how they played the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the cartoon version. When he was like his older version, then they went back into time when they was teenagers. They literally played the film. They literally played this in school. And as I'm watching it, I'm learning about this person. I'm learning about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. based off this cartoon, based off his story that they shared. And as I'm learning it, it really taught me that the power of relationships is going back into history and watching this training and watching the lessons, watching the documentaries. Because the lessons are inside of the project that has been created. Like it's literally a cheat code. Because the power of relationships is that you have to discover what this cheat code actually is. I literally just thought of a great memory. There was this game called GTA Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And in this game, it was a game on the PlayStation 2. And this game was so fun. It had so many different things that you can do to it. You can drive cars. You can make money from it. You can do a lot of things from this game. And I remember so vividly that one day we discovered the cheat codes, where you can have unlimited cash, where you can have any car that you want, where you can have anything, unlimited anything. And it was when I recognized this cheat code or these cheat codes, I'm like, we got to keep these cheat codes for whenever we come back. I mean, one of them was a limited life. Are you telling me I can do and play this game for a long time and I get a limited life? Are you what? But the cheat code, if we would have lost the cheat code, we would have to start over every single time we didn't accomplish a mission. You see, when you learn people, you understand that there's a cheat code that's out there to help you recognize what this person actually does, or who this person is, what they've done, and what they are going to do. When you put time into learning the other person, you're building the relationship, because the relationship is based off the lessons that you have learned from the previous work, from their previous experience, from something they've already done, or for something they already shared. I said, oh, all I have to do is pick up a book. All I have to do is watch a documentary. All I have to do is watch an interview. All I have to do is watch what they post. All I have to do is just learn this person. And as I'm learning this person, it will build a relationship. That's all I have to do. I said, oh, got it. Majority of people in life haven't written a book. The power of relationships is helping others share their story and you learning how important their story is to them. Everyone has a story. Everyone has been through stuff. Everyone has experienced something new. But until you recognize the importance behind what the story was, what the experience was, what they went through, what they overcame, what they learned, what they experienced, and what they are teaching, now you start to learn this person. Now you start to see this person. Now you start to understand this person. But until you put yourself in a position where you're open to the information, the power relationship would not be as strong as you would like it to be, because it's something that you really have to pay attention to. It's something that you really have to thrive to, because when you thrive and strive for greatness, not only are you striving for greatness, you're building a powerful relationship. You see, relationships is built off effort. Just like if I was in, just like I'm in college right now, I'm going for my business management degree. And as I'm in college, if I don't ask questions inside of the classroom as they're going over different topics, as the professors are teaching different things, if I don't raise my hand and say, I have a question, I don't understand the slide that you just went over. Do you mind just explaining it just a little bit further? If I don't ask a question to the point where I understand what they are speaking about, what they are talking about, I would miss it because I'm not listening. I'm not listening because I'm not learning. When I'm not learning, I'm not paying attention to what the person is teaching. When you're building a relationship, as you're, when you understand the power of relationships, you have to build it based off you learning from them, based off you learning from the person, and it will help you not only position yourself differently, but it will show as you are positioning yourself differently, you are seeing this person. You are hearing this person. And you are learning from this person. You can learn more than you can think. And as you learn more than you think, then you can think, you start to hear the lessons that people have to offer. You start to hear the lessons that people want to share. I remember, like, when I get calls, I remember I used to get calls a long time ago. And when I used to get calls a long time ago from my friends, it was like going through life, or life was difficult, life was tough, and they called me to vent. They call me to share moments. They call me to express what they was going through. And as I'm listening, I start to give my opinion. I start to share my thoughts. I start to give them what I think they are looking for. But what I didn't recognize was that they wasn't even looking for what I had to offer. Let me tell you how I knew that wasn't even listening to what I had to say. Because they did the same thing I told them not to do. And it wasn't until one day I just woke up and say, huh, when people call you and vent, when people call you and just express themselves, majority of the time they're not looking to solve what the problem is. You see, this comes from me learning people and seeing people, because seeing people at different stages of life, you start to understand more about the next person and things that they are speaking about. So as I'm listening to the person, I start to understand that do they want a solution to this problem, or do they want to hold on to the problem and just vent to say that this problem been so heavy, this problem been weighing me down, but this problem is okay because I'm gonna keep doing the same thing? Do they want to solve the problem? Remember when I said earlier, I mentioned something about psychology. Psychology is difficult to understand if you're not willing to be open to the information. And so one day I just recognized, well, I've been on the phone for so long and I've been giving my advice. I've been sharing my opinion. I've been giving my experience, because when I went through my divorce, I learned that it was the most difficult thing there was. But when I called my mama, I didn't want her to solve the problem because she couldn't solve the divorce, because the divorce was already happening. I just needed an ear so I can vent. And it taught me that when you go through certain things in life, you're not looking for a solution. Sometimes you just want to vent. During that time, I just wanted to vent. Because when my mama gave me the flu, I'm talking about crying, I'm talking about snot coming up my nose, I'm talking about tears rolling down my face. And I didn't want her to solve the problem because she couldn't do nothing to help me but listen. And then at that moment, I start to understand that there's power in just talking. There's power in hearing. There's power in just being there. Just like when you start to see people, there's power in learning the person. There's power in hearing the person. And there's power in being there for the person, because this is what strengthens the relationship, because the power of the relationship comes from the amount of energy that you have for the other person, the amount of time that you're able to give the other person, the amount of effort that you put into this relationship. Remember, relationship is not just about dating someone. Relationship can be your son-mother relationship, a brother relationship, a cousin relationship, a childhood friend relationship, a teammate relationship, a former Marine team relationship. There's so many different relationships that we have. We don't recognize the power of the relationship until it's too late. So over time, when I start to really heal and learn and grow and develop, I start to understand when people call me many times in life, they're not looking for the solution. They're looking to vent. And until I give them the floor to vent,
in a time frame. Like, you can't vent to me for too long. No. But when I give them the floor for 5 minutes, they're able to express themselves, and I'm able to just listen. When you learn people, you're just able to listen. Because people got stories, people got experiences, and they want to share everything. So I learned how to give people a time frame. You got 5 minutes, and I'm listening to you. You see, last point I want to hit on is that, before I get to the last point, you have to see people. The power of relationships first is that you have to see people. And when you see people, you have to be open to learning people. And once you learn people, you have to be willing to... Once you learn people and power relationships, you have to continue to build it. In other words, you have to put effort in every single day. I would say every single day, you have to put effort in often. Excuse me. Last point, continue to put effort in. Continue to put effort in. Continue to put effort in. I'm going to show the board. I'm going to show it right now. Show it right now. Continue to put effort in. And remember, right here underneath it, 6 feet. That's when you speak to someone. Continue to put effort in. Now, over time, as I got older, and I started to learn more about people, how to build relationships, the power of it, and the reason behind it, I really start to understand that it takes a lot of effort to strengthen a relationship over time. And the reason why it takes effort is because you get busier, you start doing a lot more things, and you start changing your habits and improving as a person overall, which there's nothing wrong with that. What happens is that we get so busy, we forget about the relationships that we already have. We forget about the relationships that we've been having for years. And so I'm going to give you a prime example. So this past weekend, or weekend before last, I handwrote 26 different letters. And the reason why I wrote 26 different letters to 26 different people is to show my appreciation to them. I appreciate you for being there in my life and time that you were. I appreciate you for teaching me the lessons that you taught me. I appreciate you for just always being there. 26 different letters to 26 different people said 26 different things. Why did I do this? Because the power of relationships come from the power of effort that you're willing to put into it. Not only am I willing to put the effort in, I'm willing to be committed to strengthening it over time. But it's the little details, it's the little things that matters that people pay attention to, because it's the way people feel about the way you about what you do that they will always remember. And when I start to really, before I even got to 26, when I started at one, I'm like, why am I writing this letter? Okay, I'm writing this letter, one, because a lot of people don't get letters anymore. Like, you don't get it. When I look in the mail and I open the mail, I don't get nothing handwritten. It's all, printed documents, bills. The bills need to start sending me a check. What else? It ain't handwritten. It's not handwritten. So I was like, okay, point number one, since I don't receive a lot of handwritten mails, and we get in this digital space where people just forget about like the connection and the meaningfulness of relationships, I'm like, okay, how can I be different? I'm like, okay, I'm going to write letters. When I write letters, not only am I going to write letters expressing myself to them, I'm going to write letters showing that I appreciate them because of this, and this is what you taught me. And so the goal behind it is to show appreciation.
The lesson behind it is to say that people don't value the bills, or not the bills, or like the printed document. Like anybody can send an email, anybody can send a letter or a type of letter and then print it out and then send it. How many people can handwrite a letter? I don't know. I didn't look that up. Nor was I even trying to figure that out. What I was trying to figure out was, how can I show my appreciation to this person to say, I appreciate you? Oh, I have to go the extra mile. When you continue to put effort in, you're going the extra mile. You're going the extra mile because it's something that people won't even consider. People won't even think of. People won't even do, because it takes so much effort. It takes so much strength. It takes so much awareness, because it forces you to think about how the effort is going to count. And until you recognize the effort that you're putting in not only comes from the amount of thinking and time that you would like to have with this relationship, the relationship that you're putting out to the universe, you're not the universe, but the relationship that you are looking to strengthen only comes from the effort that you are willing to put in. And it hit me. I said, oh, until I put effort into the relationships I want to build, they won't build, because I'm not being intentional. I'm not focusing on this. I'm not paying attention to this. So how can I do something different? When I started to write the letters, I became different, because it was something that forced me to sit down and write letters. 26 different letters. Why am I saying 26? Because that's the amount of letters that I hand rented. But what I did learn, as I handed 21 out of the 26 different letters, I handed it to them, and now I handed it to them, they read it right on the spot. Once they read it right on the spot, they showed me their appreciation. The power of relationships comes from the amount of effort that you're willing to put into your relationships. People care about the effort that you put into it. People care about how you make them feel. I had to learn, if I want to strengthen my relationships, if I want to strengthen the relationships that I have, if I want to strengthen the relationships that I've had, I have to be willing to do something different that will show my appreciation. When you start to see people, you start to learn people, and you give effort in the way that you see and learn them, and create different ways that will not only show how much you appreciate them, but recognize that as you are appreciating them, you're going the extra mile, you're putting the effort in, and you're doing something extraordinary. Doing something extraordinary is what strengthens the relationship. The power of relationship comes from your effort. You can't grow a relationship if you're not willing to put the time and effort into developing it. Now, I'm not saying I'm the best at it, but I am saying is that I'm learning how to be better at it. DJ Khaled say, we the best. I say, I'll become the best, because every day I'm working towards being my best. You can only grow if you're intentionally developing yourself. You can't be better if you don't want to be better. I can't become great if I don't want to do the work. I can't work out every single day. I can't work out 4 days a week if I don't get up and go work out. It takes effort to get up in the cold, to get up when it's hot, to get up when it's raining, to get up regardless of the day, regardless of the other fact, and go work out. It takes effort to be healthy. It takes effort to build a relationship. It takes effort to see people. Because when you start to see people, people start to appreciate your effort. Now, what happens many times in life is that your effort will go unnoticed the majority of the time. It will go unnoticed. The amount of things that I've done that has went unnoticed, I can't lie and say that I didn't feel no type of way about it. I felt some type of way about the amount of effort that I put into it, and it made me not want to do it no more. And when I started this journey a half a decade ago, the effort that I was putting in to appreciating the guests that come on to the Failure Utilizer podcast was so, what was the extra mile? Because I would write the letter, I would give the shirt, I would send wristbands, I would say, I appreciate you for coming on and sharing your knowledge with me. Over time, it felt like it wasn't appreciated. Now, I probably could have just been in my mind, and I'm thinking, okay, if I send this person a letter, they're going to be like, I appreciate you, you know, thank you for whatever the case is. I'm thinking that, not knowing that everyone responds differently. Everyone's not going to say thank you. Everyone's not going to respond. Everyone's not going to send a message. Everyone is not going to do something. But as long as they got it, that's what makes a difference. That's what makes a difference. The power of relationships come from the amount of effort that you're willing to put in to strengthen it. Not only strengthen it, but really be focused behind it, because many people won't respond. I had to learn this the hard way. Like, I shouldn't take it personally if I'm doing things out the kindness of my heart. One lesson that I missed while growing up with my mom who raised three boys by herself, a single mom who raised three boys by herself, was that she didn't really care about what she got back in return. She didn't really care about how the people responded. She didn't really care about, like I'm doing this for like a thank you. She didn't let that bother her. I don't know why. But as I got older, I start to understand why. People respond differently. This goes back to learning people. Goes back to that quote that I made in high school, that psychology is difficult to understand, but the more you learn it, the more you're able to recognize it. People respond differently. Just because I desired for them to respond in a certain way doesn't mean that they are going to respond in a certain way. What it does mean is that if they received it, if they read it, if they looked at it, means I've done my job. When you're strengthening your relationship, the power comes from the effort, and it's going to go unnoticed. I'm going to put 99% of the time. 99% of the time is going to go unnoticed, but for the ones that notice the effort, means the world. And I'm speaking from this from experience, because it goes far to what people do, how they respond, how they show appreciation. Because when you recognize that the relationship that you want to have, you have to start by giving more effort. The effort that you're giving comes from the amount of time that you're willing to put in it. And as you're putting time into it, you are understanding that you are developing more within yourself. Over time, I became or becoming developed to understand that it's not personal. It's not personal that they don't respond, or that a lot of people don't respond. Why did I do it? As long as I focus on the why and the intention behind it, my heart will always be pure behind why I do things. And if I'm looking for some type of appreciation or thank you letter, whatever the case is, I should be willing to be focused on the effort, because I want to strengthen this relationship, and I can only strengthen this relationship based off the effort that I'm willing to put in. And when you start to do that, is that first the reason why you have to see people is because people are at different phases of their lives. They're in relationships. They might be breaking up. They might be experiencing a new transition or going through a transition. Like the people are going through different phases of their life. And the power of relationships is understanding the phases they are at without even recognizing. Without even being there every single day. When you talk to them, you understand. When you hear them, you understand. Like you have to be willing to learn them. The reason behind learning people is because we're always changing. We're always growing. We're always developing. And the moment you start to be okay with learning the changes that people go through, not only are you learning it, you're more so appreciating what people are going through, because now they're growing through the experience to become someone different. You can only appreciate the relationships that you have when you start to pay attention to who's around you, to the type of relationships you want to build, and the effort behind the work that you have to do to strengthen this relationship. All it takes is a phone call. All it takes is a text message. All it takes is to show that you're thinking of this person. When you build your relationship and you focus on the power of the friendship, or the power of the power of relationships, you really focus on the intention behind building it. I'm not going to say every day, but often. Often, it will help you not only understand it, but it will strengthen it over time. And this will help you understand. This will help you build. This will help you learn the power of relationships and how you can start focusing on it today. You can't be. What is it saying? There's a saying that says, What's that saying? I'm making one up on the spot. Hold on. I'm making one up on the spot. Until you. Okay. Until you appreciate what the person has already done for you, you can't appreciate the things that they haven't done because you haven't noticed what they did do. Oh, let's go. I just made that up on the spot. Here's the meaning behind it. There's people in your life that has already been there for you, that has done and been there for you and taught you things, showed you things. And if you want to start building new relationships, start with the relationships that you already have. I'm telling myself, I'm speaking to myself as well. Start with the relationships that you already have and write appreciation or give effort to show appreciation to say, I thank you for what you have done for me. Excuse me. That is the exact same thing that I did for the letters that I wrote. Excuse me. Really for the letters I wrote because I was showing my appreciation to everybody. Reason being, because when you show appreciation, people start to appreciate the effort that you're putting in behind it. The power of relationships come from, first you have to see people. When you start to see people, you have to be willing to learn people. When you learn people, you have to understand they change over time. And as they change over time, you have to put effort. The last point is that you have to put effort into learning and appreciating the relationship that you already have before you start building new relationships. So if you really got value from this, make sure you hit the like button. Hit that subscribe and let me know in the comment below, what is your biggest takeaway from the power of relationships and how you are going to start building some relationships for you today? I'm going to say that again. Let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway and how you are going to start building relationships for yourself so you can start being around people that not only support you, but they recognize your wins and y'all can start growing together. Let me know in the comments. I love to read, love to respond to it. And if you haven't, make sure you leave a review down at the end. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, scroll all the way to the bottom, hit click, leave review, and leave a 5-star review. Once you leave a 5-star review, explain how this episode has helped you understand the power of relationships. I appreciate y'all. Make sure you click this video for additional videos to become better and to learn how to turn failure into knowledge, because failure is knowledge and you are meant for greatness. I appreciate y'all and I'll see y'all next time.